it's Leslie. Welcome back to my podcast. In the latest episode of Fluent English Now, we met with the communication strategy of describing. As I have mentioned before, describing is a more verbally demanding and higher level communication strategy, which is akin to paraphrasing. When paraphrasing something, we are trying to explain it in our own words. What does telling something in our own words mean? Let's find out in today's episode. Paraphrasing is a pretty common yet difficult communication strategy. By difficult, I mean that it is not always easy to find the right word at the right time, plus you need to make sure that the other actually gets what you mean. In other words, you need to pay attention to the other's understanding too. Let me give you a few examples of paraphrasing to illustrate my point here. An elephant can consume up to 20 kilograms of leaves on a daily basis. This sentence has a rather formal and scientific tone to it. How can you translate that into a less rigid and more everyday tone? Here's the paraphrased version. An elephant can eat at least 20 kilograms of leaves every day. Now, the meaning of the second sentence is obviously the same as the originals. However, it is more relaxed and easier to understand, even for lower level language learners. On the other hand, you can easily turn the tables and use a more elegant tone instead of a rather vulgar one. Here's another example of that. Be sure to try out the different types of soups when you visit Moscow, okay? Now, that's a pretty straightforward and easily understandable sentence. How about we make it a bit more tricky to comprehend? Let's see. Any trip to Moscow is ought to include a sampling of their numerous sort of soups, wouldn't you agree? I can already feel myself being the son of a wealthy English lord in a posh manner in the English countryside by merely using a totally different vocabulary for the same message. Can you feel the nobility running through you after a single utterance? If so, you definitely want to try and pick up a more advanced level vocabulary and combine it with the communication strategies we study here on our channel. Now, it is a bit more difficult to spot a paraphrase in spoken language, as it is often delivered in a rapid way. Then again, it's the written context that can help you out with said issue. However, you can still practice paraphrasing on your own, by trying to find the different versions of an expression. Think of it as a game of synonyms and antonyms, and as such, a good dictionary on the two or a thesaurus can come in handy here. And don't forget to add a couple of idioms too to your mix. Now, here are a few informal expressions with their neutral and formal counterparts to start you off with. Ready? Here we go. To give somebody the sack. To fire someone from their job. To dismiss someone from their position. To kick the bucket. To die. To decease. To tell someone off. To criticize someone. To reprimand someone. Now, as you may have noticed, the informal or slang expression is the most frequently used among youngsters and teenagers, whereas the formal version is more observable among the more educated and older generations, or among professionals. However, this does not concern us here, since it was merely a side note. Our goal is to keep practicing speaking fluent English. Let's recap. In today's episode, we studied the use of paraphrasing. Paraphrasing is quite similar to describing, as it involves a good amount of vocabulary and requires one to have a number of fixed phrases or idioms at their disposal for any possible occasion. This latter point makes paraphrasing akin to stalling, as it might make a longer and more detailed circumlocution instead of just giving another equivalent of the phrase. The main motive here is to deliver the original message to the other participant by altering the code. In other words, we change the wording of how we talk to the other and hope they get what they meant. Easy, right? I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fluent English Now. Until next time, keep speaking English.
Thank you.